Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. We're today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios with Stephen Curtis Chapman. Stephen, thanks so much for being here today, man.
You're welcome. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me. Thanks for what you guys are doing. Man, it's super exciting to just to get a little more awareness of what's happening there at Visible College. And I'm thankful to hear about that as a guy who's been doing this for a few years now. very passionate about, you know, just the power of music and truth and God's word. You put it all together and some really amazing things, powerful things can happen. Our world needs it more now than ever. So appreciate what you guys are doing. It's awesome.
Well, man, thank you. Now, before we get too deep into this, I got to give you a heads up on something. All right. When I started this show 3-4 years ago, my very first guest was somebody you know, your daughter-in-law, Jillian Edwards.
No way.
My very first guest, and she was great. Sure? Yeah, she was great. Wow. At some point, she ended up doing a Yoshi impression from Mario Brothers. I don't know how we got there, but we ended up there.
I have no idea.
Well, then we fast forward a little bit, and a young guy that you may know from a little band called Colony House.
Oh, yeah. Heard of him.
Your son, Kia, once or twice. Yeah. Your son, Caleb, comes on. And we talked about everything in the world, I think, on that one. We talked about his first song, about a football being thrown in the air over and over.
Yeah, football in the air, two-car garage.
and so he was great. And so I just wanted to say that on the front end, don't let the family down, all right? The family's That's been right. good on here, so no pressure.
You got a high bar, no pressure, but yeah, the bar is set high. Man, that's awesome. You have had two of the best right there. I mean, Jillian is amazing. Her voice and her heart. I mean, the songs she has continued to write are just so beautiful. And she is an amazing human being. And mama to our newest addition to our family, Jack, who just came back in October. So very excited to have Jack and Faye as their daughter. And yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Caleb is, man, there's not a better songwriter on the planet, in my opinion. And it's so you had a couple of good ones. So I would say the bar is high. A little side note on two-car garage that nobody mm-hmm. knows, a little spoiler. Don't tell anybody I told you. Don't let this get out. But I think two-car garage, which was their first band, you know, when Caleb wrote Football in the Air with mm-hmm. with Will on drums and Caleb on guitar, a little two-man rock duo, they've been in the studio making some new music. And it's pretty unbelievable. So you may hear more from Two Car Garage in the days to come.
Let's do it. I love that. I told him, I said, listen, if Football in the Air doesn't make it as a hidden track at some point along the way, I think we're failing somewhere.
Something's wrong. Yeah.
That's right. Again, we're here with Stephen Curtis Chapman. Check him out, StephenCurtisChapman.com. Well, let's go back to your story a little bit. What got you into music to begin with?
Well, I grew up in Kentucky. Not too far from Memphis, Paducah, Kentucky, Western Kentucky. And music was in the air everywhere I turned as a kid. My dad plays music still. He's 84. Mm. And my dad still teaches guitar lessons 5 days a week.
Wow.
At Chapman Music in his little music store in Paducah that he's had for many, many years. And I grew up working in his music store. First job was, you know, was cleaning out the showcase and dusting it off the guitars on the wall. And then I started teaching guitar lessons as early as, gosh, I was probably 13-14 years old, and started teaching little, you know, guys how to play, you know, G, C, and D7 chord and learn some songs. And so, but my dad played and wrote and recorded some music when I was very young. Would come to Nashville and, you know, kind of dabbled in it. And he had some sort of success in a, on a sort of small scale, and but never, you know, turned anything really big. And honestly, when he started to follow Jesus, when I was about 7 years old, is really when he laid down his musical dreams to, I mean, his goal was to someday play on the Grand Ole Opry, be on the Opry. He wanted to be in the, you know, be a regular there, because those were the artists and the people he loved and listened to, from Hank Williams, you know, to, you know, all the that kind of music of bluegrass, Flat and Scruggs, Lester Flat and Earl Scruggs and all that. But then, you know, sort of as it even evolved into like the Glenn Campbells and the John Denvers and the, those guys, he, that was the kind of music that he was really a fan of. And so as a result, I was a fan of as well. And so I kind of took that, you know, as a kid, just started wanting to play music, wanted to learn how to play guitar. My dad taught me Folsom Prison Blues, the first song I learned on the guitar, Johnny Cash. And so, you know, I just, music was always in our life. Then when we really began to follow Jesus and began a relationship with the Lord at, when I was about seven, my parents really had a transformational experience in their life, and my older brother. And so as a family, and I was about a year, several months later, when I really had a real encounter, I'd say, with Jesus, but even as a young boy. And so music was a big part of that change in our home. So going from, you know, my dad wanting to be a, you know, music, you know, country music, bluegrass, folk music star on the Opry, he really began to use the gifts that God had given him to lead in a local church. We started singing together as a family, started learning Bill Gaither songs, you know, to go with our Johnny Cash prison song. And so we would sing together in church, play music. I started writing songs in high school, really just, again, out of this thing. I loved music. It was always had a guitar in my hand as soon as early as 6, 7 years old. You know, I was just, it was just a love of mine. And then, but seeing the power of music when you put truth, God's word, you know, growing up singing those great old hymns, even with theology being kind of infused into, you know, melody. It was a thing that I think captured my heart even as a boy, even more than I was understanding it at the time. But started writing songs in high school. Incidentally, you know, the songs I grew up singing with my family, Bill Gaither songs, Bill Gaither heard some of my songs when I was just starting out in college, and invited me to kind of come hang out, talk to him about songwriting. I ended up beginning a friendship with Bill and Gloria Gaither, went to Anderson College, where Bill and Gloria had started a little music program there at Anderson College, and where I met my wife, Mary Beth, at Anderson, and started writing songs for other people, got songs recorded by others, and then that kind of led to me eventually getting to record my first album in 1987.
God writes some pretty incredible stories, doesn't he? He just kind of weaves really things together. And
it's crazy. Yeah, it really is. I got enemies at every side. It ain't looking good, I ain't gonna lie. Arrows flying, devils trying to make me think I'm going down this time. You might think that I'd be afraid, running scared with a shaking faith. But the God I know says it ain't over. The God I know is gonna make a way. Yeah, though I walk through the valley, I will have no
my struggles, not over my life. God's over my life. Not over my family. Not over my future. Not over my life. God's over my life. Not over my battles. Not over my struggles. Not over my life. God's over my life. Yeah, though I walk through the valley,
standing on a mountain, walking through barren lands. You took my hand and you said, you can have this world, but I won't go with you. Oh, I won't go with you. But I ran out of places, feelings I was chasing. All I have is you and you alone. Your spirit will follow me down to Sheol. And the thing about the King, he's always with me, so I can't run from you. But I won't run from you. And I said, hold on, wait a minute. I don't want what you in and then I don't want to go unless I'm going there with you. Wait!
Again, we're here on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios with Stephen Curtis Chapman. Check him out at StephenCurtisChapman.com. Well, answer me this real quick. What, you kind of hit on some, a bunch of different influences along the way. Do you remember the first record you bought with your own money?
The first record I bought, I remember the first record that I had that I really was mine. And I didn't buy it. I actually won it on a radio program for an upcoming concert that was happening in Murray State University.
Yeah.
A guy named Andre Crouch and the Disciples. Oh. And that was the first record. It was a double live album. And man, I remember just being so, of course, it was mine. I won it. I was caller number, whatever, yep. you know, 10 on the radio, and I won tickets and this album. And so I went and saw this concert, and my life was changed. I mean, it was the first time I ever saw the power of live music back in those days, I mean, Andre had amazing musicians around him, like these world-class guys from LA, you know, that were on his tour. And so it was as good as you could get at that time. And so I remember having that record, just wearing it out, listening to Jesus is the Answer and all these great songs, you know, that he wrote and did. And then, you know, I remember a record, the Eagles record that I wore out. I remember having that Eagles Greatest Hits Volume 1, you know, I had Desperado and Take It Easy and Peaceful Easy Feeling, all those, you know, amazing songs, which, you know, all those were kind of influential, I'm sure, in my style of sort of country and rock and pop and folk all mixed in together. But as far as, the first record I bought, you know, I remember we had a little Christian bookstore and I would go and buy. I remember actually buying, it's funny because one of the first records I remember buying with my own money was a group called Dogwood. And it had, the reason I was fascinated is the guy in the group was named Steve Chapman, and his wife was named Annie Chapman. It was Steve and Annie Chapman and another guy. And it was kind of a folk sort of rock sound. And I remember thinking, this is really cool. And we got the same name. Eventually, what's funny is I would have to change my name because of that Steve Chapman. Because when I came to Nashville and I started writing songs as Steve Chapman, my publisher sat me down and said, look, if you're going to really, you know, do this, people are confusing you with the other. There's another Steve Chapman. I'm like, yeah, I remember listening to his record. So they said, you're going to have to change it to be different, to differentiate yourself from that Steve Chapman. Like, okay. You know, so that's how Stephen Curtis Chapman came to be. So funny side note.
Too funny. Yeah, man. And second funny side note here, we don't have time for this story right now, but I, as a seventh grader, once won Stephen Curtis Chapman tickets by being the whatever number caller. And,
way.
I did. It was back in, it was Audio Adrenaline U and Carolyn Aarons in Memphis, Tennessee. I won Dimes backstage.
Of Light Tour.
Yeah, well, that's it. That was it. I won backstage passes and front row seats on a little radio station.
That's amazing.
You know, I really tried so hard, but I couldn't make the waters part. Didn't matter how many times that I said it. You know, I couldn't save myself. It had to be someone else. And there's only one who's getting all of the credit. God did it. Who put the breath in my lungs? Who calls us daughters and sons? All praise goes to just one. Ways that I'm not who I was, and
The king is in the room.
Fear has to flee.